Portions of the following program have been edited to fit in this allotted time slot.
Rejoice, dear hearts, here is Brother Dave.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, this is my very favorite show. I never miss this one.
Come on, boyo, it's showtime.
Hurry, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Here we go.
Does your dog bat? No. I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
Come on, man.
They are wrong and they just can't get right.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a white water rafting guy.
What's up, man?
People call you when they need to be guided down a river.
Yes, that is correct. Sort of like when they call David Ernest to help plan their retirement.
The money man with the money plan?
That's him, man. And you know, you can call him today at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
David Ernest helps guide people through the financial world, much like you guide people up the river.
Yeah, and judging from that sound, Captain, I think we might have come up the wrong river, you know?
What's out?
Nothing. Just run that way.
Okay, and don't forget David Ernest's website at retirewithernest.com.
Come on, man. Pick up the pace.
Why are we running?
Because you got a pretty mouth. Run.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Okay, man. We can start running now.
Well, now what's that noise?
That's a dude that could not run as fast as we can.
Are you a man? Are you a manly man? Are you a manly man who likes dancing with other manly men? If you answered yes, 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 then you should come visit us at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club.
What? What?
Come in and enjoy a quality cigar, a fine liqueur, and perhaps a cha-cha with a chum of yours. Do the Texas two-step with Tom. Do the Lindy with your friend Larry. How about the hustle with your pal Russell? It's all waiting here for you at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. It's nothing crazy. It's just men dancing with men and nothing else.
Don't look at them!
Happy hour is at 6, then dancing at 7 and throughout the evening. However, we do stop at 9 o'clock for back-to-back Golden Girls episodes on TBS. Then back to dancing. So come and visit Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. You can shake it, but don't break it. Cause Sears and Roebuck don't make it.
Oh, you're not a bad dancer. Oh, I bet you tell that to all the boys.
And remember, no hanky-panky, just the hokey-pokey.
It's got to be funky.
At Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. Thursday is ladies' night. Ladies, you might not find a dance partner, but you do get in for free.
Y'all make me sick.
Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club, where manly men come to trip. Delight fantastic.
You got to be kidding. You're like a big old booty man up there.
Check, please.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world-famous asset preservationist.
Yeah, man, that's him. He is my money man, you know?
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
Oh.
from our super secret studio, where Phil Collins recorded his big hit, Sue, Sue Studio. So now we call it the Sue, Sue Studio Studio. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David today at 334-279-7431 or at 205-479-0839 and on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. David and his highly skilled staff are waiting to hear from you, just to show you how they turn your retirement dreams into reality. Yes, he's the money man with the money plan. Call David Ernest today.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. And ladies and gentlemen, there he is, a guy who'd never just walk up to you and hush you up. It's David Ernest.
Clap for that, you stupid.
There you go, Rusty. Listen, don't you just love that old music back? Well, we call it old now, but back when we were young, it wasn't old like us. You know what I'm saying?
It was new. We had a new name for the show. We may let that out here later, but maybe not. We might need to keep that to ourselves, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. But here's the problem. They want us to hush.
Hush up, boy.
They want Donald Trump to hush. And now his competitor, I think there's only really one now, Nikki Haley, wants him to hush. She said he can't win. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. I don't want him to hush. Do you want him to hush, Rusty?
I want him to talk as long and as loud as he can, because that's what they want, is to get us to be quiet. I don't know what their plan is. I think it's to just drain the country dry and send all our money to Ukraine. And then when they get out of office, retire to France or something and get their money, because that's all they're doing.
Yeah. It's almost alien. Like the cone heads. They're all going to go to France. What are your problem, Rusty?
We come from France.
Seriously, we're living in an alien world now. When you were growing up, did you ever think that we would have this craziness going on that we got going on now?
I remember when people ran for things, they would tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do something to help our taxes be lower and help people that can't get a job. And feed the hungry children. Everybody gets a chance to go to school. And now all you hear is, well, you know, we've got to get Donald Trump off the picture here, or he's going to mess up everything. Well, everything's already messed up, and you're just making it worse.
That's not right.
Ain't that the truth? They're trying to break him. I mean, like, literally New York. I think we ought to ban New York.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
New York needs to be put into his isolation and teach them a lesson. In my opinion, they're trying to destroy the average American, the average conservative American. They've let a crazy liberal judge and a crazy liberal prosecutor come after Donald Trump for something that's totally, it's never happened before. No, I have done a lot of research on this, and supposedly it never would have come about in this kind of a court case. It would have been handled differently between the city, you know, if something like that was done and about money between a developer and a bank. It would have been handled by a different department totally. This is just an unusual situation, and it's deliberate, totally deliberate, to destroy our freedom to vote for someone we want. They don't want him in there. They're going to try to stop him legally, illegally. It's illegal, but they're trying to use the legal means to stop him illegally. And now, this $355 million, which will soon float up to about $400 million plus, that he's going to be penalized for. And now Nikki Haley said, well, he's going to take all the money out of the Republican Party and pay for it. And we just need to stop him right now, trash him. That kind of ticks me off.
Dirty, perkish, hard to back, flat, Barton, Philip, Bunker, Barton, Perkaluma.
She's the establishment.
Yeah.
Her and McConnell would have made a good couple. They should have got married.
Great boy.
Oh, Marble Mouth, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. And old Mr. Kentucky himself, that never did like Trump, never did like to do anything, will always make deals behind the backs of MAGA Republicans and behind the backs of the Freedom Caucus and behind the backs of any non-liberal organization that's trying to do the right thing.
You know, Mitch's father was named Mitch as well. So you know what that makes him, don't you? The son of Mitch.
Well, he's approaching 90 years old. He's in his 80s.
Good googly moogly.
He has this problem sometimes of temporarily not knowing where he is in the world. But he might be related to Biden. They both got the old age problem of, you know, kind of getting demented. I'm not going to talk bad about old people. I'm almost 70 my next birthday.
Wow. I can believe it.
When I can't do what I got to do, let the young folks take over, man. But have you ever seen anybody as quick on their feet as Donald Trump is? I mean, like, you're fired. Get out of here. Really, if you're not doing your job, you're fired.
You don't get to be a billionaire by being slow. If you can't get the words to come out like our president that we have now, can't, and me, actually, but I'm not the president. That's the thing. And I'm scared for the man. I mean, he looks like he's having a stroke every time he opens his mouth.
Right. Well, it's because he probably just has had some mini strokes, and he's not all together. We know that. They're all saying now in both parties that he's not going to run, that you're going to have Michelle Obama, or you might have Hillary Clinton, or this guy from California, or you might have any number of unexpected folks.
Do you not have to be qualified in any way to run for president? Are there no qualifications? Can any old goofus just jump up and say, I want to be president?
Well, as long as you were born in the United States and you're 35 years or older and you don't have any felonies, you can run. That's pretty much it. But you and I both know, Rusty, it's more to it than that. You've got to have money behind you. Back in the old days, you still had to have power and money. But you can't run for president. You can run for president, but you're not going to win. Look at the third parties that have run before. No third party president's ever won. I mean, the mainline media and the mainline party representation is all that's ever won before. Whether they called them a Whig or a Republican or Democrat or whatever kind of parties they've had in the past. I personally wish we kept calling some of these parties Whigs because, you know, some of them would look better if they wore wigs.
Now, there were the Whigs and there were the Tory party. That's way, way back.
Yeah, you're going back Tory. That's more like influence from England, I guess.
Uh-huh. But I think I told you that where the Tories were out. They were notorious thieves around the people's farms. And so what they did is they gave the chickens something to keep them up late at night so that when these Tories would come in, they would start clucking and crowing and everything, and the farmer would come out and catch them in the act. And that's where we got that popular phrase, chicken catch a Tory.
You hush, man. That's what they're going to say. They want us to hush. They don't want us to open our mouths at all. They don't want us to vote. If we vote, we need to be voting for what they want. We are in a pickle when it comes to freedoms now. You know, back in the past, they would have complained about, you know, not everybody got to vote. But now it's like they want just certain people to vote. And they really want the liberals and the people who can vote in the mail to vote more than the people who go in person and vote, because they can control that vote, manipulate that vote. And that's what we're afraid of. Us folks that go in and vote like normal folks, we want them to hush and quit saying they want to put more votes in the mail. It's almost like the checks in the mail. You can't believe if that's a real check or a real vote.
I know. I got one the other day, said there's a check for $5,000. I'm like, all right. And you can go put this in the bank. Great. Well, it's a scam. Then they say down there, it's a loan that you've got to pay back. I'm like, well,
yeah, it's always a scam. The vote in the mail is a scam, and the check in the mail is usually a scam.
You're sneaky bastard.
When you hear somebody, well, I the check's in the mail, and it's been in the mail forever. Or if you get one and it looks real and it says that it's a loan, I mean, leave it alone if it's a loan, because it's a scam. And even if it's legal, they're trying to take you because they want you to pay them back double, triple or more.
I know.
I'm shocked. That's what I am, shocked.
You know, it's just like, really, you can't believe anything you see or hear hardly anymore. And then they just want us to hush up. Hush up, boy. You know, that's what they're going to tell you.
Hush up, boy.
Yeah, I think I just heard him say it, didn't he? Yeah, man. Yeah, well, he's always around saying that.
He wanders around saying all kind of stuff like,
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
And
you ain't black.
He's just always saying stupid stuff.
Well, it's because he don't know what else to say.
He's got a book of stupid sayings that he just thumbs through, and he got his son running around. They can't find stuff around the White House. They say, well, look up Hunter's nose. He puts everything else up there.
Oh, man. I love that advertisement where we put together the abominable snowman looking for...
Oh, yeah. And you know, those kind of things happen, Biden. You know.
Yeah, Hunter Biden puts no one.
You know, and I don't even want to talk about the bad drug addicts. You know, it's like I still want to know who dropped the bag of dope there at the White House. We'll never know who did that.
They gonna say hush up, boy.
Tell me to hush up.
And just like they want to tell Donald Trump, hush up, boy. Don't get into a race here. Just back off, and we won't take so much money away from you. That's evil to say, if you're going to run, we're coming after you. Whatever came with doing the right thing if someone did something really, really bad. Problem is, and we've said this over and over, and I've talked to developers many, many times because, well, we've been in some development business in the past ourselves. And one of the things that all the developers told me is that when somebody asks you how valuable your stuff is, if it's a bank, you tell them the maximum you can get out of it. And then they do an appraisal. And then if they agree with you, there's the number. So what did Donald Trump do wrong? They put it on some documents. That's where you put your estimate. You don't put what it's worth. You put your estimate of what it's worth.
Certainly.
Nobody really knows what anything's worth until they buy it. You know what I'm saying? So all this stuff is a farce. You know what I want to say to them?
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Hush. Okay.
That's what I thought.
In other words, don't touch us. Just leave us alone. Let us do business as usual and let them do it the way a developer normally would do it. We're not stupid. We know what they're trying to do. They're trying to ruin the conservatives' ability to elect a man that would do what most of America really needs, and that is to keep things status quo. Don't take all our dough. Don't destroy our retirement plans. Don't let all these people come in from the South that we've got to pay $3,000 a month, I've heard, and give them free food and residence and all this other stuff, and let them vote. You know, they won't let them vote, too. A lot of them are voting. They come in here, and I don't blame them for coming now. You can't blame somebody for wanting to improve their situation. But just think about it. If someone wanted to steal everything you've got and it improved their situation and lessen yours, that's not right.
No, sir.
But see, that's what they're doing. They're allowing them to come in and steal our stuff. That's what happens when they come in here. If you've got to pay them and take care of them and all this expense, and we've been paying in our Social Security and our retirement plans ever since we've been born almost, and they walk in and they get what we're going to get almost for doing nothing, we should have an uprising over that. And Donald Trump is our way of saying, no, no, hush up. We're not going to have this.
I wanted to just mention this. Somebody said something. Matter of fact, I think it was my dad. We were sitting there talking, and he said, yeah, they're going to get old Biden out of there, and they're going to put what's her name in there?
Hyena
Laughing Woman.
But you know, 17% negative popularity.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got so many people around the world that we support. You know, we send money all over the place. But there are people out there, just for the fact that we are Americans, that we are the United States of America, that basically want to see us dead. Now, don't you think that if Kamala Harris went into that office, became the president of the United States by default, because that's the succession right there. It goes right from president to vice president. And I think it's like Speaker of the House. I'm not sure how it goes. But the minute some of these people found out that she was president, they would be bombing us. They would be invading us. They would destroy this country. And I'm trying to think who said it. I'll have to look it up. But they said that the United States would never fall due to a foreign government coming in and taking over. It would fall because it was something from within. And I truly believe that.
That's what's happening now.
It's
been going on for quite a few years, but it's getting worse and worse. And that's the reason why they want all these transplants in here that are illegal, so that they can continue to make it worse with the votes. They understand it's going to cost this country money. They understand it's going to destroy this country's backbone. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They're looking for their own goodie, for their own feather in their cap, for their own retirement, their own ability to steal our assets. In the stock market, man, it's really, seriously, I have been reading many, many, many things in the last few weeks. And as recently as lately, like yesterday, I read someone who really knows what's going on, I do believe, a really popular economist. And he said, this is the time to be very careful, because he hadn't seen anything as bad as this since 2007. and he said it might be worse than that.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
It's scary. We're not producing the wealth that we have to produce for the stocks to be as high as they are. You know, they look at something called earnings, and then they look at the price of things. And then they come up with this P.E. ratio. It's called the price to the earnings ratio. All you do is take the price of the stock, and you divide the earnings that the stock is making into the stock, and it gives you a number. And normally, in normal times, we're running anywhere from 10 to 12, 15 times earnings. But when you go way over 15, some of these companies are running 50 and 100. Some of these really, you know, new companies, some of these AI companies, and some of the rest of them. And it almost looks like a repeat of 2001 from that aspect of the dot-com companies that 90% of them went out of business. So several economists right now are saying that about 90% of these AI stocks that are, you know, pretty hot, if you want to call them hot, are going to take this stock market down. Because when you look at the stock market right now, even though it's supposedly up higher than it's ever been as far as numbers go, there's just a few stocks, just a few companies that are leading the charge other than these hot AI stocks that don't have any value. So whenever someone realizes really, and this has gone on over and over before, that this value is not what it is, then they don't want to pay for it. The stock market goes down tremendously. And you've got some predictions like Harry Dent's predicting over 80% drop. I have no earthly idea what's going to happen. Not saying we're even going to have a drop. But it concerns me when people who have hit this nail on the head many, many times, and they're saying it's going to get bad, but we're going to have a bad decade. And then I see all these people with all this money in their 401ks, and I'm thinking, my God, these people are going to lose their sense. We need to speak up to them. You know, if they're older, if they're younger, okay, they lose them. They'll get them back. They still got good wearing jeans. They look good in them, I guess. But anyway, as old folks, we get to sagging and everything. We can't lose it. We're not going to be able to get it back. Because it takes 10 years or longer sometimes for this thing to readjust. Just look at 2007. The stock market didn't come back for 5-6 years. But here's the thing. The stock market comes back before the economy really comes back. Most of these crashes and big readjustments happen at the pinnacle, the height of the overfunded stock market. And it's based upon real simple things. They're paying more than the companies are worth. They hadn't made any money like that. You don't want to pay for 15, 20, 30, 40% earnings. Back in the olden days, they wouldn't even give you 15 over the annual earnings. They would, you know, more like 10 or 12 or 8 if you were lucky. And so now it's getting up to 20 and 30 and 50. And I mean, Lord have mercy, man. Anybody with any sense knows that this thing's going to hush.
Shut up!
And when it hushes, it's gone down.
It's going to be way quiet then, except for the wailing and gnashing of teeth from the people who lost their assets.
Well, that's right. And we don't want them to do that. Hopefully the thing doesn't go down, and that would be good. But see, if you're older, and what is older in our book? Well, if you're within 5 years of slowing down or 10 years of slowing down for your retirement, that's definitely a time to get safe. Some people think 15 or 20 years. And some people, you know, when they get 55 years old, should start really tightening up on not letting their money go away in the 401k. And so the government has pretty much made the number anywhere from 55 to 59 and a half. So if you're working for somebody and you got a 401k and you're anywhere from 55 to 59 and a half, you need to ask the question, can I roll my 401k into an IRA where I can manage it more conservatively, or call David Ernest or somebody like him so he could put it somewhere where it won't go down? And if the answer is yes, you can do an in-service rollover. Well, you know who to call, don't you, Rusty?
Well, I know who to call. And because I know who to call, it is incumbent upon me to tell you who to call. So get your pencil and paper ready. Jot this number down, or these numbers. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Those numbers will get you in touch with David Ernest. Now, if you can't get him at those numbers, you might be able to find him at the Waffle House. He's the one with the executive coffee cup open there enjoying something that's been smashed, splattered, and covered and smothered, whatever, however they kill it, I don't know. But if you can't find him there, you can go to his website, retirewithernest.com. Any way you get in touch with him, you're going to get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest himself. So what you need to do is make sure you reach out, get in touch with him now, and set up that no obligation consultation, and he'll tell you how to make sure that your money is going to be there when you need it. But you can't get that until you reach out. And that reaching out is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. So call David Ernest today, 334-279-7431. And I'm taking a little pause there so you can jot everything down. Or 205-479-0839. That'll get you in touch with Ernest Financial, LLC. Look, lots of cash. Serving the community for 40-something years.
Well, thank you, Rusty. Thank you very much. And we need to take a break, Rusty. It's the time for some folks to come out and talk about what's really going on and what folks need to be doing. And We don't want people to completely hush. We want the politicians and the evil ones to hush. But the good folks need to be able to tell you what to do. And so I don't want them to hush, because these people need phone numbers. They need information. And free information is good. So let's take it to a break.
Well, okay. I looked it up, and HUSH is an acronym that means, hey, you should hush.
Duh.
So, always remember that. And always remember that you can stay right where you are, and we'll come back with more of the Health and Wealth Show. And you don't have to hush if you don't want to. Unless you're like going, beep, 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 beep. You're going to have to hush.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello!
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle,
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
And now, here's Bernie Sanders with a few words about breakfast.
It's hard work. Running for president, planning to take over this country and turn it into the biggest communist shithole in the world. So I have to keep up my streak. That's why every morning I have a big bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes. The favorite breakfast cereal of politicians everywhere. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has all the vitamins I need to get out and meet the people and twist their minds into believing into this hideous thing I want to create in this country. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has lots of vitamins. Vitamin A for arrogance. Vitamin B for bullshit. And vitamin C for Cortez. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She eats them. As a matter of fact, I think she takes them intravenously. And if you look in the box, you'll see the little pieces of cereal are shaped like your favorite political people. There's Adam Schiff. He's a nut. There's Elizabeth Warren. She's a flake. And there's Mayor Pete. He's a fruit. I'm gonna have to talk to the folks in marketing. We may have to change that. Just remember, if you're heading out on the campaign trail and you want those millennials to believe you when you offer them free stuff, try some Fruits and Nuts and Flakes. It'll get you going like a dumpster fire on steroids. And They're magically delicious.
Wait a minute, Bernie. That's my line.
Not anymore, freak show. It's property of the state.
Oh, stars, moons, and clovers. Saints preserve us.
Make sure to save the box tops to send in for Medicare for All. $40 trillion ought to do it.
To start your day, for goodness sakes, have a bowl of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
At your local grocer's, right next to the rat poison.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, the 30, 50, 60, oh, it's somewhere but close to an hour long. I mean, we're kind of laid back about that. It's never really an hour, or it might be 55 minutes. But anyway, it's the program that brings you good news about your money. And, you know, I was thinking, we've really come a long way. We used to do this from the other super secret studio.
And
we did a TV show, and we're kind of backed off on the TV show a little bit right now. But
yeah, for right now,
we got a couple of ideas of some funny stuff we want to do, and we're going to do that here before too much longer. But the main thing is we need to get the information out to you, because you need to know this stuff. You need to know that there are people out there who would come and get your money, like that 87,000 IRS agents they hired. They ought to hire them to go find these illegal aliens that are over here and escort them back to the doors and their homes.
Cross-train them, at least. Cross-train them.
Yeah.
Get the real goody out of them, not the harassing goody out of them. I mean, to harass us, harass the immigrants, the illegal ones. Don't harass us. We've been in here working hard all our lives.
Did you hear what? It's Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. I can't think of what her name is. Kelly, well,
his wife's Sherry, and I know who you're talking about. Right?
And she was on The View, and she said, well, you know, if we didn't have these illegal aliens here, who's going to scrub your toilet?
I don't even get that.
That's
right,
spoiled.
Right up there was some of the dumbest something I've ever heard anybody say.
That's spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, like us regular Americans, we know who scrubs the toilets.
Yeah, I think I scrub them.
Look, we're not too good to clean our own toilets. Don't you kind of resent it when people say you need the illegals in here so they can do the stuff that the rich don't want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, okay, pay more for someone who's not illegal then, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but look at Donald Trump. He really is one of the few people that act like he's not super wealthy all the time, you know, and pretty soon they're going to be telling him to hush. Because he's going to be coming down on them really hard, and they're not going to like hearing what he's got to say when he wins ultimately over all of these obstacles with our help, with all of the Americans' help. And the thing is, we understand, all of us, all of our friends, all of our listening audience, everybody knows what they're really doing to us or trying to do to us. They're trying to tell us to hush.
The people aren't going to stand for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a prediction right now. If there's no monkey business, no shenanigans, chicanery, as they say, I believe Donald Trump will win. If they're not monkeying with the boats like they did last time, you know, there's some more video has come up of them pulling up to that polling place like 1 o'clock in the morning, and they're just unloading box after box after box of these votes that probably were dead people. Something somebody said, you know, we could put a serial number on those absentee votes and be able to track them. Oh, no, we can't do that. It's impossible to do that. Well, you know, you can put a serial number on a dollar bill and you can track where it's been.
They don't want to do it.
You can do that. No, they don't want to do it.
They don't want to track the votes. They just want to steal them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They don't want to track them because they're to show they stole them.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like the dollar. You know, if you steal a dollar, it goes into the next bank, and then the feds look at it and they say, well, this was a stolen dollar. Mm-hmm. You know, most people don't steal dollars. Most of them now have to steal the 20s. You know, back in the 20s, before they had just 20s, they would steal bigger dollars, you know, like $100 bills. And well, you can still get a $100 bill, but you know what I'm saying? Most of the money now is like 20s and 50s and hundreds. But back in the day, I think they had them like $500 bills, $1,000 bills, $10,000 bills.
And you know why they had those, don't you?
Well, we're waiting.
They didn't have the internet or wire transfer where you could send money like that. You needed $1 million somewhere. They'd load you up with $100,000 bills, and you'd take that over there. Probably, you remember the dude used to have the briefcase handcuffed to his arm.
Yeah.
He was probably carrying like some $100,000 bills, you know, and they're not in circulation. I don't even think the 500 is in circulation anymore.
I've not seen anything bigger than $100 that I can even remember.
Well, doggy.
Other than a novelty picture of one, they took them out of circulation. Now, some people kept them. It's just like the silver certificates.
Yeah.
The government said, you've got to turn them in. You know, it's illegal to keep them. In silver and gold, you had to turn in. The government did not want to keep their word on you being able to demand silver or gold with a silver demand note.
Right.
Or gold demand. Right. They took us off the system.
Well, I was into Walmart one day here within the last couple of years, and there was a young lady in front of me in line, and there was another young lady behind the counter there working, and they were about the same age. And she said, the customer said, I run errands for this old gentleman, and he gave me this money, and she looked, and it had, it was silver certificates. It was $2 $5 silver certificates. And she said, I don't know if this is real money. I've never seen it with the red writing on there. Of course, I'm that guy. What was that guy used to be on Cheers? Knew everything, the mailman? Yeah. Cliff, yeah. So I said, well, let me help you out here. And I explained to him about the silver certificate. And I said, those, you're supposedly supposed to be able to walk in the bank and ask for silver. I don't think they do that. I said, they're probably both worth about $5 a piece. I said, but I will be glad to give them to you. I will give you a $10 bill for both of them. And she looked at me. She said, okay. They still didn't believe that they were real money. And so I gave her the $10, and she gave me the two bills, and I put them in. They were in pretty good shape, and I put them in the little bill holders, and I gave Buck one, my dad, and I've got the other one put up over here. But people don't know the history of things like that.
No, and, you know, I was just reading the other day, there's many, many younger people now than older people. You know, I mean, like, that's another reason why the Liberal Party is beginning to get stronger, because their base is to brainwash the colleges and the universities. And then they've got these illegals coming in from the South that they can brainwash immediately by saying, vote for us, we'll give you money.
I like money.
But now the funny thing is, though, Rusty, I have been hearing that a lot of them, when they get in here, learn that it's a bunch of malarkey, and they want to just tell them to hush.
Hush up, boy.
Because because it's not true, and they know that, that really the people that are trying to protect them is the majority. You know, we used to have something called the moral majority, so maybe we could still use that, because we don't want them to change all our ethics and our morals and in the way we were raised, and especially when it comes to our money or our religion. You know, or the way we raise our children, or what we say is good and bad, like, you know, abortion's bad because it's killing. You know, would you have ever dreamed that they'd want to kill a bunch of babies just for convenience or to please someone who would vote for them? The whole thing is a sham. And no wonder they want to tell us to hush.
Shut up your mouth!
Because they don't want to hear from the moral, ethical side of the population of the United States. They want to change it. And even though Donald Trump's not like some kind of evangelist, he's not like a Billy Graham or anything like that, but he is the Billy Graham of conservatives, because he's holding the torch for what Billy Graham and a lot of these other people stood for. And that is, do what's right with this country. Don't do what's wrong. Treat this country right. Do right by your brother, by your neighbor. Work hard for a living and you get rewarded. Don't steal from your neighbor. That's what these liberals are trying to do. It's what these liberal companies are trying to do. You have liberal companies that have tried to come after me. I've said this before. They didn't like us talking about them, so I don't mention their names anymore, because they got big shot lawyers that try to come down on you. But the fact, I will tell you, some of these big liberal companies, they don't like middle America unless you got a $500,000 or more, then they'll love you. If you'll give it to them to invest, they want to move from places like California to Texas and Alabama and places. So if someone gives you a number on how much money you got to have to talk to them, they are not trying to help everybody. They're trying to help themselves.
All for one, one for all, every man for himself.
Ah. With the big, we call them elephants. They're looking for elephants. They're hunting elephants. What about the little tigers and the little monkeys and everything running around that need help besides just elephants? Not everybody's big like an elephant when it comes to their pocketbook. But when they squeeze all the little pocketbooks out, to get a big pocketbook for the Liberal Party. That's what it's all about. And then they don't want to take care of you because your pocketbook's too little. Just give them money. Just give them what you worked hard for, but just cast you aside. There's something wrong with that. And that's the reason why Earnest Financial does not agree with that. The system, the politicians, the regulatory people need to recognize, including Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and all of those regulatory people that are trying to protect Americans. They need to realize that the average American needs to be taken care of no matter how much money they have. And that's where Earnest Financial is coming from. And you should have the choices to go wherever you want to go. If you want to go into an annuity, fine. If you want to go in the stock market, fine. But you shouldn't be degraded and berated over the fact that you can't pay them enough money for them to fool with you. Because if you walk in our door and all you got is $2,000, we'll work with you. Now, you try that with some of the rest of them, see what happens.
They'll be laughing at you as you walk out the door because that's just not worth their time. As a matter of fact, and we can't mention any names, we talked about a gentleman who did that, and they got mad and politely called and asked us not to say that anymore.
I know. Well, not politely, though.
Well, I guess you're right. It was not polite. But, you know, they're a good-sized company, and they got a lot of money they can throw away, so they could have made things not very nice for us. So we just, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think people know.
If you know who really cares, you know who really works with the communities and wants to do the right thing. You know who wants to protect your assets and don't want you to lose your assets. And no, it's not for everybody. This is for the people who don't like to take high risk. And you shouldn't be berated or made fun of because you want to protect your backside, especially if you've been skin up a little bit in the backside.
Ouch!
And we're thinking a big skinning's coming. You know, this hog skinning time is coming, and the fat hog of the stock market, it might get skinned. As the Beverly Hillbilly says, it's hog skinning time. And you know what? It very well may be. So get out of the hot pot.
There was this British comedian. I can't think of his name. He was real well known for being a snappy dresser. I mean, this guy always looked really, really good. And, you know, he's dressed up coming out. He said, well, I learned a long time ago. He said, you might be skint, but you don't have to look like you skint. So always put that appearance out there. Try to look good so people will know the guy's pretty smart. He's looking good. And that could lead to other things, better things for you.
You know, the opposite, well, the another word for skint is burned. You know, you've had a friction burn. And if someone burns you, in other words, they skin you, you've been burned too.
What was that? The guy's business burned out, and he said, was it an electrical fire? He said, no, it was a friction fire. And said, friction fire said, yeah, the payment was rubbing against the money. Something like that.
And that's about it.
There was another guy that said, hey, I heard your place of business burned down. He said, hush, 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 that's next week.
That's the insurance pre-plan burned out. That's bad stuff, too. So here's the thing. Most people want to do what's right. Most people want to get rewarded for doing what's right and all their hard work. And they don't like it to be ripped away from them by some kind of bad timing in the economy at the wrong time. In other words, timing's everything. So if you're afraid that you're at the age that timing could go wrong, like with this market right now, or the economy, or the political arena that's going on right now, where they're just going to take over and give you nothing in the end, give us a call. We'll try to save it all and give you a big bonus to go with it. Give them the numbers for us.
Well, I will do that. You know, sometimes Donna wakes me up at night and she says, what phone numbers are you giving out? Is that somebody you know, a friend of yours? Well, it's a friend of everybody because the phone numbers, I know them so well that I can say them in my sleep. 334. See what I did there? 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That'll get you in touch with David Earnest at Earnest Financial. Leave your name and number. Talk to David. Talk to Too Tall Matthew. Talk to Princess Leah. Get that no obligation consultation. And I guarantee if you sit down with David Earnest for 30 minutes, you're going to know so much more about your money and what you can get it to do so that when you get ready to retire, your money will have turned into bunches of money. So all you have to do is follow the instructions that David gives you and let your money grow and let it flourish and become much more than just a little bit of money. It's going to be your future. But I can tell by looking at the future that it's not going to happen unless you make the call. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Don't forget about the website at retirewithernest.com. You can go over there and you can find those phone numbers if you didn't catch them when I said them the last time. And you can do email. You can call David on the Zoom. You could send out one of them carrier pigeons with a little note tied to his leg. Of course, you know, you can't ride a lot on there because they got little bitty bird legs. And you can't, you know, you have to just be brief. But to put your name and phone number on there and David will get back to you. Or maybe he'll send you one of his pigeons back. I don't know. One of the two. Or maybe he'll cook that one up for supper. Who knows? You just got to reach out to David today. That's David Ernest at Ernest Financial, LLC, serving the community for 40-something years.
Yeah, it's been a while. We've been doing this for a long time, Rusty, and that's why we wanted to kind of devote our life to making sure I'll be 70 my birthday. Of course, we got a 27-year-old that knows everything in their office. A lot of people say, well, you know, what if something happened to you, David? Well, we got it covered. 27 years old, man. That's young, and they know what they know exactly what to do and keep this this thing going. And
I guess I'll have to die when you do, because
I don't know. Mean,
we're gonna run reruns or what?
Well, we got enough of them. I don't know how many thousands of shows we've got, but there's several thousand, and hopefully there'll be several thousand more.
God forbid something happened to you. But, you know, so then now here's David Ernest, and that thing comes in.
Dave's not here.
But, well, you know,
maybe just when I'm on vacation.
Okay. I was coming back from Georgia from something I had to go to several years ago. And I was listening, and there was this preacher on the radio. And I kept listening. Well, it turns out this dude had been dead for like, 10 years. And he had 15 or 20,000 shows that he had done. And they were just rerunning them in order. And I'm like, man, if you do something
Billy Graham. I still got the Billy Graham crusades. And of course, what's his son's name? I can't think of his first name.
I believe
name.
It's Franklin, I think.
Franklin Graham. He's walking in his daddy's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope but maybe he is.
I don't think they buried him in his shoes.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job from what I can tell. But just think about all the presidents down through the years. They would go to Billy Graham and, you know, get advice. That era is over. And do any of them do that now? Donald Trump, he showed the Bible. He said, this is what you need to believe in. And, you know, they ridiculed him for that.
I know. And he went out in the street, crossing the street. And they said, well, they got out there and they ran people out of the street so he could cross the street. Well, that pretty much happens anywhere the president goes. I mean, they just go kind of clear path because, you know, some nut will run up there and try to do something.
He was trying to make a point, though, Rust. He was trying to make a point that he believed in the Bible and that he wasn't embarrassed to carry the Bible and to show that he had one in his hand. And he was pointing at it. And they ridiculed that man for believing in the Bible.
The wise man, Brother Dave Gardner, said that you got your Northern Baptists and your Southern Baptists. So the Northern Baptists said, they ain't no hell. So the Southern Baptists say, the hell they ain't.
Well, so if you believe in the Bible and you read it literally, it'll tell you there is one, whether you believe what it says or not.
Well, you can't pick and choose. I know that. You got to believe all of it or none of it.
That's right. So as far as, you know, whether you believe in the Bible or if you believe in the country or whatever, here's the one thing. Donald Trump tried to stand up and stand for what he believed in, and they tried to shoot him down. They said, hush. Hush up, Donald Trump. And now they're trying to hush him up because he represents what we want. That is someone who would defend average American, the average hardworking American that didn't immigrate in here illegally. And it does include the legal ones. The legal ones are good, upstanding Americans too. This illegal stuff needs to stop. And quit trying to say that our president did something illegal when we know he didn't, because he followed the rules. I know what developers do. And the bankers do too. Go ask any banker if they'll loan you money and not do an appraisal on your stuff. They're the ones that decide how much something's worth. You can't put it on a piece of paper. This whole thing's a sham. I want to tell them all one big word. Hush. Leave us alone. Let us have our president and let us keep our money. So I guess that's it in a nutshell.
Which is, I guess that means you just compressed it down to its purest form. And it's mighty tiny, but it still means the same.
Bingo.
There you go. And I'll say it again. We gave out the numbers just a while ago, and we'll be doing that again shortly. But you got to look at experience. And I'm going to talk about my experience. I was in radio for nearly 40 years, and I met a lot of good folks, a lot of nice people. I met some famous people. But I'm going to tell you what, when you meet somebody that's just going to stand there and tell you a lie, you learn to recognize those kind of people. Now, I think from the moment I met David Ernest over there at Mr. Gus's, remember, we went over there and had lunch.
Yeah.
And wanted to ask me if I wanted to help you out with your show and everything. I think the first time, I think it was you and your buddy Rodney were over there. And I looked at David. I said, I believe that I can, you know, this man looks trustworthy. He looks like he'd tell you the truth, even if it hurt. And so we've been working together, what, I think five, six years at least.
It's getting up there.
And we've always had a good time, and we've always got the job done. And I just do not believe David Ernest would tell you a lie. I really don't think he would. That's just my two cents. I believe the man. I believe what the man does. And I believe he would take care of your money like it was his very own. Only the thing is that the time come, he would give it back to you. He wouldn't treat it that much like it was his own. So you can get in touch with this man. If you can find his house, go over there. Maybe he'll let you sit around a pool with him. And he's got this little dachshund dog that likes to hang around. So you can do that. Or you can call him up, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You can get him on the internet, on that World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. You can catch him down at the Waffle House or down the street cafe. I don't know. You don't much go to the Dairy Queen, do you?
Only when I get a sweet tooth.
Do you go to the Chick-fil-A?
When my wife gives me the orders. That's one of her favorite places.
We went over there the other day. I'm getting a little off subject here. Got a strawberry milkshake. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. It almost put my eye out, and then I realized it was the straw. But those are good. Those are real good. If you want somebody that's going to do you good like a Chick-fil-A milkshake, well, there you go. You need to call David Ernest. Phone numbers one more time, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839 on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. Or you can send some Morse code. Sometimes he's up there in his little workshop. He's got his little Morse code receiver going, and he'll run over there and take your message and call you back. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Ernest Financial LLC, look, lots of cash, serving the community for 40-something years.
I have to say this before we stop the show. This won't be the last show. Hopefully we'll keep going for years and years. But one thing for sure, the products that we use guarantee you can't lose your money.
Right.
You don't really have to believe in me as much as you believe in these big companies that guarantee that you can't lose your ass cents. And yeah, we manipulate them and make them give you big bonuses and re-bonuses and stuff. But
I forgot about the big bonuses.
Out of time here, but here's the thing. If you have any question, I know I got a hush because, you know, about run out of time here. And Deep Purple probably, or some other company folks will be singing about hushing. But before I completely hush, I'll say this. We try our darndest, our hardest, to make sure that you make a lot of money and that it can never go away. So give us a chance to show you how we can do that, because these are unpredictable times right now, and you don't want to be left holding the bag when they all say, hush, it's gone, you know, hush-a-bye or whatever. You know, it's just hush-a-bye-bye money. You don't want to hear that. Anyway.
No, you don't. And we're going to hit the bricks, and we will be back again soon with another Health and Wealth Show here on your favorite radio station.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Get ready for the greatest martial arts adventure ever filmed. Three monk warriors leave the temple and go forth to do justice.
For duty and humanity.
Mo, Larry, and Curly star in Enter the Stew. Mo, master of the YU style.
YU.
Larry, master of the shush you style.
Shut up! Oh.
And Curly, master of woo-woo kung fu. Enter the Stew. Watch as Larry uses the Shaolin death touch.
I just like the guy cold right here.
Oh, you're right there.
See Mo use the Mushu face ratchet. And watch Curly do battle with mythical monsters.
Oh, a timeline with dandruff.
From the people who brought you the cross-dressing kung fu classic Crotchless Panties Hidden Drag Queen, it's Enter the Stooge, rated R for...
This is Bob.
Hello.
Bob has worked for many years.
Yes, I have.
Planning for the day when he could retire.
Kick back, relax.
Bob's not quite there yet. But it won't be long.
Well, I don't know.
What's wrong, Bob?
Well, I...
You don't have to say another word. You didn't call David Ernest.
And retirement may just be a dream.
Fear not, Bob. It's not too late.
Really?
Yes. You can call David Ernest today.
Well, quick, what's the number?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I can call him now?
Yes, Bob, call David Ernest right now. And do you see that bright light up ahead?
Where?
Humor me, Bob.
Oh, yes, I see it.
That's your retirement on the horizon.
Golly.
And you could be saying golly, just like Bob. Call asset preservationist David Ernest today.
Is there really a light up there?
Quiet, Bob. Make the call.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm talking with a mugger.
Hello.
Now, if I understand correctly, you wait around down here on the corner, and when unsuspecting people come by, you stick them up.
That's right, man.
And just why is it that you do this thing?
If I had been smart when I was younger, I would have called David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
Yeah, man. He could have helped me take my money and put it someplace so that when I got ready to retire, I would have it.
Now you have no money.
Yeah, man. Things just didn't work out the way I planned, you know?
Well, maybe if you called him now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839, David might still be able to help you.
Well, okay, man. I'll do that.
And thank you for talking to me, Mr. Mugger.
Okay, but before you go, man, I'm gonna need your wallet.
Do you have a gun?
No. But I see that you do.
That's right.
Oh, wow, man. This didn't work out the way I planned it either.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
A marvelous accomplishment.
A prodigious achievement.
You said it. It's putrid.